It's time now for 90 Mile View, the series that gives us glimpses into the lives of folks who live and work in worlds different from our own. Carol Brown visits with us when she returns from her isolated cabin in the Flint Hills of Kansas to her parents' home in Prairie Village. Carol, always good to have you here. Thanks for taking time to walk over to see us here this morning.
Hi, Steve. How are you doing?
So what were the conditions like this autumn out at the cabin?
They were really nice. We've had water since about July. And, the end of July, we got flooded. I got flooded. The water apparently didn't come over the floor, but it molded the floor, which is an interesting thing. With that earth floor, it was very easy to clean up. But I wonder if that's a problem with having waxed the floor, or I'm not quite sure what's going on there.
You're being too clean down in the Flint Hills, Carol.
I guess so. High expectations or something. But it was the first time I got to swim in the creek for a year and a half.
And the water was high enough you took your bath right out there, right?
Oh, yeah. It was wonderful. And the day I had to leave, it was like, well, gee, why wash your face when you can just go for a swim?
So when I was down there to visit with you this summer, my family, we all stopped by to see you. I remember a little snake sort of slithering down through that creek. Does that bother you at all ever?
No, actually, I think that we don't have water moccasins up there. And if so, I don't know, I guess you just watch out for them. It's more fun to take a swim after you've seen the turtle swim by. It's like, what am I going to put my foot down on? No problem.
So were you out there for the entire fall or not?
No, I'm just going out for a couple of weeks at a time to kind of work on the cabin. I'm getting an awful lot of work here between odd jobs and music jobs. And so often I pretty much have to kind of decide on a 2-week, stint out in the hills. And then if someone suddenly needs a house sitter for a couple of days, I just kind of juggle things to
make that work. But you're still able to get a lot of work done when you're out there, even for your shorter visits.
Yeah, and that's really what I'm doing out there. I want to finish the place up. It's a really neat place for people to just hang out. And, I think for someone to come down and write or just someone who just wants to be alone for a while. But I cannot make a real life out in it. There are too many obstacles to that place.
Our producer, Danny Alexander, made real sure that I ask you this question about the bottle window.
Oh, the bottle.
What's the bottle window? What is it?
Well, remember, didn't I make some comment about the case of empty beer bottles?
I can see it in my mind.
Yeah, and I really did not drink those down to be able to have material for my bottle window. Someone else drank them down for me. But I finished the bottle window. I think during that stint in June, but I'd never had water to clean anything up.
But what is the bottle window?
Oh, it's just a bunch of beer bottles laid. I don't know, what would you say? Not in, so that
horizontally, so they sort of
stick into the cabin, and the butt ends are facing outside.
And it brings some light into the cabin.
Oh, yeah. It's when I started tearing the cabin apart and taking it down to the studs, and that western gable just seemed a real shame to have to close it up again. But I didn't want to go buy a window or anything like that for it. So it's kind of a funny story, actually. A conductor who was out at RLDS, his wife was really into the straw baling and all this stuff, and we got to talking about it, and she reminded me about bottle windows, and that really stuck in my mind. So when I decided, what am I going to do with this gable, that seemed like the way to handle it.
You know, Carol, what do most people not understand about what it's like to live out in the Flint Hills?
What
do they have a hard time grasping when you're out there and you're explaining to them why you live out there? What do they have the hardest time grasping?
I think they have the hardest time with the primitiveness of it.
Yeah.
And that, having to go to the bathroom outside and having no electricity and things like that. Things that to me are some of the easiest things to deal with.
And my impression is over the years that as much as you like it out there, it started to wear on you a little bit. You don't spend quite as much time out there as you used to.
Yeah, that's correct. Because in part with things changing with my parents, and also the difficulty of trying to figure out how to make a living out there and how much of a living do I need to make. Part of the problem is to have a foot in both worlds. It's you both have to, I have to be both working and then also figuring out, how do I garden out there? Well, I've had a terrible time with gardening because of the flooding and also just having poor soil. So if I can't kind of do my subsistence out there, then I have to earn money somehow to be able to eat. And it becomes a real bind that way. So I've just decided essentially I call this drop back and punt time. I'm staying with my folks and enjoying playing music again, which I never
expected. And you're playing music for the Kansas City Symphony occasionally.
No, not at all for them. I just once many years ago, I've toyed around with the idea of auditioning to get on the sub list. But no, mostly I'm doing, you know, playing with small orchestras and doing a little, actually got to do some Dixieland out at the Gaslight Grill, which I really enjoyed. Some things like that. So, private parties.
Well, Carol, you know, it's always a pleasure to have you here. Come back and visit with us again next winter, or maybe in the springtime, and let us know what's going on.
I'll sure do that.